Physicians who seem to be over-prescribing painkillers or working with addicted patients may now get a tap on the shoulder from a Nashville startup. The company uses sophisticated algorithms to identify problem patients and providers. But since this is such a delicate issue with doctors, they've hired a pharmacist to initiate those chats, who herself is in recovery from opioid abuse. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports.
Nancy Hooper's past is no secret around Axial Healthcare's trendy office in a converted warehouse with stand-up desks and beer on tap in the break room. Data scientists spend their days analyzing opioid-related insurance claims for more than 100 million Americans.
Night. Heading out to a meeting.
After a few goodbyes, Hooper heads out to her weekly meeting with other pharmacists who've struggled with substance abuse. Alcohol was the problem in college, but then her career path introduced her to more powerful drugs. So she began sneaking painkillers meant to be destroyed. When that wasn't enough, she forged prescriptions for herself. She realized she was in trouble and tried to quit many times.
I would go back into work and be withdrawing. And it was right there.
Eventually, she was caught.
You know, 5 years ago, I was sitting in jail and literally thought my life, as I knew it, was over.
But she bounced back after a few months behind bars. It was a long process, but Hooper was able to get her pharmacist license reinstated. As she walks to her car, she recalls going back to work.
When I first counted out some Percocet, with my hands shaking, I'm just like, I felt like I was doing something wrong.
Traditional pharmacy kept her too close to the pills that nearly ruined her life. Then she recalled a jovial guy who offered her a job years before, just as she was completing drug court. She had shared her story as part of an opioid forum.
I think I came right up on stage and gave you a hug.
John Donahue says he knew Hooper's background could be a secret weapon for his new company, Axial Healthcare. They had all this data revealing the prescribing habits of physicians and even predicting patients who were at risk of overdose, suicide, or having a baby born in withdrawal. But the data needed a messenger, someone to break the news in a constructive way.
Having a peer personalized experience of this nature with Nancy's journey and Nancy's professional experiences is unmatched in its impact on the ability to change behavior.
And they're like, well, you just don't understand how hard it is for these patients to come off this medication. Then I can say, actually, I do.
Axial Healthcare sees what prescribers may not. Maybe a patient never told them they also have a prescription for anxiety medication, a deadly combination. Or perhaps they're going to the emergency room on the regular for pain pills and still coming in for their monthly opioid refill. And some just may not realize how frequently they go above dosage guidelines. Hooper says the phone calls are often initially met with resistance and excuses.
I hear I've inherited these patients a lot. You know, I didn't get them in this mess. You know, somebody else did. I'm just trying to do the best that I can to take care of them now. So I do hear that a lot.
But with the right explanation, the information can change behavior.
It's very interesting to see all that data in front of your face at one time.
Erin Galloway is a physician assistant whose former pain clinic in Nashville was red flagged. She got a call from Hooper, and that touchy conversation led some prescribers in the practice to lower dosages and get some off opioids altogether. But Galloway says that triggers another difficult exchange with a patient.
When I had this discussion with patients, I always kind of lead with, I know that your number one priority is your pain relief, and that's understandable. My number one priority, again, is your safety. And so we have to meet in the middle, and I am always going to win on the side of safety.
Whether with doctors or patients, Axial's Nancy Hooper sees a common thread. Successfully battling the opioid epidemic may take hundreds of thousands of one-on-one uncomfortable conversations. But based on her own experience, she says, it's worth it. For WPLN News, I'm Blake Farmer.